This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. There are more than 345,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, nearly 98,000 in the United States. There are more than 5.4 million confirmed infections around the world, with more than 1.6 million in the U.S. The pandemic's persistence stymied authorities struggling to keep people safe and revive their economies at the same time. Disrupting Memorial Day weekend in the United States and collective celebrations around the Muslim world marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. New coronavirus cases overwhelmed hospitals across Latin America. Both countries laughed about lockdowns and those lauded for firm early confinement. The virus hit a reopened church in Germany and probably a restaurant too. Hundreds of Madrid residents flooded city parks as lockdown measures were finally eased in the Spanish capital. And in Barcelona, while beaches reopened in parts of the country after month-long closures. Domestic flights resumed in India even as coronavirus cases surged, while confusion about quarantine rules prompted jitters among passengers and the cancellation of dozens of planes. India halted almost all commercial air travel late in March as it sought to stop the spread of the coronavirus with the world's largest lockdown. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador said Sunday the new coronavirus could cost as many as a million jobs in the country as many industries considered non-essential remain shut. The Mexican economy was already in recession before the pandemic struck, and different investment banks have forecast contractions as large as 9% for this year, with only a gradual recovery next year. Labrador's government repeatedly said it had the outbreak under control. This is VOA News. Facing the music and a sea of questions from reporters, Dominic Cummings emerged from his home Sunday. He's fighting for his job as Prime Minister Boris Johnson's senior advisor after claims he flouted the government's lockdown rules. The mastermind of the 2016 campaign to leave the European Union, Cummings traveled from London to Durham in late March when his wife was displaying coronavirus symptoms. The Daily Mirror newspaper reported the advisor made a second trip from London and was spotted near Durham April 19th. Cummings, who has repeatedly refused to resign, entered Downing Street Sunday after some Conservative Party lawmakers demanded he quit. Johnson's office said Cummings made the journey to ensure his four-year-old son could be properly cared for. Japan is looking to lift a state of emergency for Tokyo and remaining areas still facing restrictions, while also considering fresh stimulus worth almost $1 trillion to help companies ride out the coronavirus pandemic. Social distancing curves were removed for most of the country May 14th as new infections fell, but the government had kept Tokyo and four other prefectures under watch. Beijing has warned the United States that it will take every necessary measure to protect its interests after a top White House advisor warned Washington might revoke Hong Kong's special trading privileges if China enacts a tough new security law. China plans to impose legislation on the semi-autonomous city, banning treason, subversion, and sedition. Officials said in response to months of massive, often violent, pro-democracy protests in the financial hub last year. Black-clad protesters and tear gas-throwing police returned to Hong Kong's streets Sunday as thousands marched in adherence to one country, two systems formula, which guarantees broader freedom for the global financial hub than exists on the mainland, is under threat from China's tightening grip. A surprise Taliban ceasefire appeared to be holding for a second day Monday. Authorities planned at least up to 2,000 insurgents held by security forces. The Taliban made the three-day truce offer to mark the Eid al-Fitr holiday that started Sunday, a move swiftly welcomed by the government, which reciprocated by announcing plans to free insurgent prisoners. President Ashraf Ghani said the government was also ready to hold peace talks with the Taliban, seen as peace, ending a nearly two-decade-long war in the impoverished country. Judges at the Federal Court of Justice in Western Germany ruled Monday Volkswagen must buy back a diesel car it modified to appear less polluting. The decision that could influence the outcome of tens of thousands of other so-called Dieselgate cases. Almost 5 years after Volkswagen's admission to cheating on emissions tests. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.